You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Engage with Andy Bush show, but not really. It's our nonprofit show that we do once a month. CEO of LM Dietlin and Associates, Lisa Dietlin, is my co-host for this focus on nonprofits. Lisa, it's always great to have you on.
Oh, I'm happy to be here and to focus on the nonprofit sector, such an important part of our society that so many people aren't aware of.
That's right, of course, and that's what's so great, and it's really big, and so that's why we love doing this stuff. Now, in this segment, we're joined by Kendall Farrell, Executive Director of Bottomless Closet New York City. Now, this is a group dedicated to helping underprivileged women in New York get into the workplace, and they can be found at bottomlesscloset.nyc.org. Kendall, welcome to Engage Nonprofit.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. All right, tell us about Bottomless Closet NYC. What is the mission and what a cool name that you guys have?
Yeah, so our mission is to be the connection that inspires and guides disadvantaged women to enter the workforce and achieve success. And we have just celebrated our 15th anniversary and have served over 25,000 New York City women.
Wow. So tell us how it works, Kendall. 25,000, do people get referred? Do they walk in the door? Tell us how it works.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes, is that women get referred to us once they have a job interview scheduled. So we have partnerships throughout the city with other nonprofits or city-run organizations, women that are unemployed and on public assistance who are required to be working with a program. And they connect with us through the referral partner once they have a job interview scheduled. And they come through our doors, and we help them get prepared for that job interview. So we're largely volunteer-driven, so we connect them one-on-one with a volunteer who takes them into our boutique that's set up a lot like a store. We try to make it a really great experience for them, and women pick out an outfit for themselves to wear to their interview. And for a lot of the women that walk through our doors, they might not have worn business clothing before, so it can be a really wonderful transformation to see themselves for the first time in a business suit or not in jeans and sneakers.
Wow.
So that's a really exciting piece to it.
Then I'm thinking it's almost like having your own personal stylist.
Exactly. Yeah, we really pride ourselves on making it a special experience and just building that bond between the volunteer and the client is a really important part of the process.
Well, and clothes to make the woman and man, I will say, and it's funny because, you know, when I've got kids and you tell them that appearances matter, right? And they give you a hard time when they're teenagers. It's when they get older that they realize it really does matter. And when you have the proper attire for work, not only do you feel better as a person, but people take a look at you differently. And that's why I think what you guys do is so interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we talk a lot about, you know, that there's that statistic floating out around there that says that people, you know, make their first impression within the first 3 seconds of seeing you or something like that. So it is really a critical piece. And I think a lot of times clothes can maybe be, you know, poo-pooed as something that's sort of an aside or not that important, but really the transformation that we see in the women from the minute that they walk in our door to then putting on an outfit, you know, their posture changes, they're smiling,
sure.
Their self-esteem really starts to go up. And I think then you start to see, if you see yourself in that certain light, you see the possibilities of what can change in your life.
So how do you get...
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to ask, how do you get the clothes? Are they also donated, Kendall, or do you have a budget that you go out and purchase them, or you purchase certain pieces?
Yeah, how does it work?
So
how does it all work?
Yeah.
How does it all work? So we actually, we rely largely on the public for private donations. So, you know, we sort of say, if you gain weight or lose weight or whenever I'm doing any any networking, I always say, okay, everybody has something in their closet that still has the tags on that you want it to be something that it's not. And, you know, that piece could really go a long way in helping a woman get back into the workforce. So we rely on individual donations, and we also do some resale. So being in New York City, we get a lot of high-end designer clothing, and we resale certain select pieces of those, which then allow us to purchase plus-size clothing, handbags, shoes, that type of thing, any gaps in our inventory, so that we ensure that no matter what size, woman plus size or small, that we're able to offer many choices to the women that we serve.
So I have a quick question. What is the most needed or sought after article of clothing that you don't have that people don't realize should be donated?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. We're always in need of handbag and shoes, because no matter how much weight you gain or lose, you really hold on to your shoes and handbags. And definitely in New York City, shoes, we do a beating on our shoes in New York City. So we're always in need of those. And also plus size clothing. So I would say size 12, 14, 16 are most sought after sizes.
You know, with that, once you get the clothes, what are the other things that you guys do for the people that come in? Is there training that you provide? And do you have relationships with, you know, other organizations that you combine together with what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the second part of the visit, after women get dressed in their interview outfit, is a full review of her resume. Every woman leaves their appointment with a fully professional resume. We provide them with a flash drive as well as hard copies of their resume. We really encourage women and everyone that a resume is really an organic, ever-changing document, and so we want women to, you know, to have copies of that so that she can make changes depending on what kind of job she's applying for. And then we do a pretty intense one-on-one interview coaching and mock interviewing. So, you know, there are always the dreaded questions in interviews of, tell me about yourself. And so we go over those questions and how to best address any challenges maybe that she's had in the past, any question that has tripped her up in a job interview previously, or if she has a gap in her resume, et cetera, et cetera. We really try to hone in on that and spend a bunch of time to go through mock interviews.
That's so fantastic. I was just going to say, could you give us an example of like a success story that you guys have had with I'm sure there's so many of these, but just
yeah,
try to pick one
day.
Right?
Every day. That's sort of the beauty. I've never worked at a nonprofit where you see the success so quickly. Typically you have to stick around for years and years and years to see change, but the change that happens from the time the women walk through the door to the hour and a half, 2 hours that they leave, it's really exciting. I think about this one woman who walked into our door where we're located in New York City. There was a recruiting agency actually just down the hall from us, and a woman had showed up at this recruiting agency and was not dressed appropriately, and the woman had a good feeling through her resume, but she really wasn't dressed for the job. And so she actually walked her down the hallway and said, do you have any appointments? Can you see her? Because we really, you know, I want her to interview and I think that she could be really great. So we, on the spot, dressed this woman and did some interview coaching with her. And she literally came back probably 45 minutes later and said that she had gotten the job, which you typically don't get that immediate gratification, but that was one story that sticks out in my mind of, wow, like we do hear back a lot from the women, but that was pretty immediate. You can't get better than that.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. There is a success rate there.
That is awesome.
It just goes to show that, you know, really, if, you know, even if you have the greatest resume on earth. It doesn't, you know, if you show up and you're not dressed professionally, that does make an impact. You know, it's a whole package. You really do need to be thinking about what you're wearing, what your posture is like, how you're smiling, your handshake.
Right.
You know, there are so many things, and that's really what we pride ourselves on, is maybe teaching these, you know, little rules that if you haven't been in the professional world, or, you know, you haven't had that experience, then you're at a disadvantage. And so really we want to almost level the playing field so that women have a chance.
That's fantastic. I was just thinking, you know, and specifically with women, unlike men, you know, younger men are more likely to have a mentor or somebody helping them out navigate some of the, you know, the business world or just getting a job overall, whereas in our society there hasn't been enough emphasis placed on doing the same thing for women. And that's what's so neat about it, because it's like a mentoring program with the basics of things that really do matter.
Yeah, and the benefit that we have at Bottomless Closet is being volunteer-driven. Many of the women who volunteer at Bottomless Closet are HR professionals that are retired or between jobs. And so they're getting, you know, really amazing experience from experienced HR professionals that have been in the fashion world or in the business world. And so that just is another added layer. It's really great. One other thing that Bottomless Closet does and goes sort of a step further is that we really encourage every woman to come back to participate in an ongoing series of workshops. So we have professional development workshops, financial management workshops, personal enrichment workshops, and all of these basically just go to support the woman, either if she got the job, early success on the job and making sure that she's, you know, that she advances in her career, or if the woman doesn't get the job, which so often happens, you know, the job
right.
market is really competitive. So we want the women to come back, and we have an intense job club, and we have financial boot camps and stuff like this, all in the effort to really have a woman become self-sufficient.
So I have a two-part question for you, Kendall, and they're not necessarily related, but could be. The first is this program replicated anywhere else in the country, or could it be replicated if we have listeners that are saying, gosh, I wish I could do that in my community, or do they exist? And the second part is, do you work with formerly incarcerated women? You know, we understand that women are, you know, when they're in prison, it's usually nonviolent, it's drug-related crimes. Are they coming through your doors to get a second chance?
Yeah, so I'll answer the second part first. We definitely work with women that are previously incarcerated. The women that we serve come across a really broad spectrum of backgrounds. So we have women who have college degrees and or higher, women who have been incarcerated, women who have experienced domestic violence or health issues that have put them at a disadvantage, women who are homeless. So it's women that are you know, that have been laid off. So it really is a pretty broad range in terms of the demographics of the women that we serve. So that's sort of a snapshot
right.
of our clients. And in terms of whether the program is replicated, it is. Bottomless Closet is actually a member of sort of an umbrella organization nationally called ACDN. And they can be reached at acdnonline.org, and it's the Alliance of Career Development Nonprofits. And they are just similar organizations to Bottomless Closet across the United States that are doing similar work.
All right, Kendall Farrell, Executive Director of Bottomless Closet NYC, and you can be found at bottomlessclosetnyc.org. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Engage for Nonprofits. I'm Andy Bush with Lisa Dietland. We'll be right back.